from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Canto 8, Chapter 1, The Manus, Administrators of the Universe. Text number 8. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram de naram chayava narottamam devim sarasutim vyasam tato jayam udirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisance under the personality of Godhead Narayan, under Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being. Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, our translator, commentator, and dear most spiritual master. Sunandayam Varsha Satam Padaikena Bhuvam Sprishan Tapyamanas Tapo Ghoram Idam Anvaha Bharata Sunandayam Varshasatam Sunandayam Varshasatam Padaikena Bhuvam Sprishan Padaikena Bhuvam Sprishan Tapyamanas tapo ghoram. Tapyamanas tapo ghoram. Iram anvaha bharata. Iram anvaha bharata. Sunandayam varshasatam. Padaikena bhuvam sprishan. Tapyamanas tapo ghoram Iram anvaha bharata Sunandayam varshasatam Padaikena bhuvam sprishan Tapyamanas tapo ghoram Iram anvaha bharata Sunandayam Varshasattam Idam Anvaha Bharata Sunandayam Varshasattam Padaikena Bhuvam Sprisham Tapyamanas tapo ghoram Idam anvaha bharata Sunandayam varshasattam Padaikena bhuvam sprishan Tapyamanas tapo ghoram Idam anvaha bharata Sunandayam Varshasatam Padaikena Bhuvam Sprishan Tapyamanas Tapo Ghoram Idam Anvaha Bharata. Madhijis. Sunandayam Varshasatam Padaikena Bhuvam Sprishan Tapyamanas tapo ghoram Iram anvaha bharata. Sunandayam Parshavsatam Padaikena Bhuvam Sprishan Tapyamanas Tapo Ghoram Iram Anvaha Bharata Sunandayam Varshashatam Padaikena Bhuvam Sprishan Tapyamanas Tapo Ghoram Iram Anvaha Bharata Sunandayam, on the bank of the river Sunanda. Varshashatam, for 100 years. Paraekena, on one leg. Bhuvam, the earth. Sprishan, touching. Tapyamana, he performed austerities. Tapaha, austerities. Ghoram, very severe. Idam, the following. Anvaha, and spoke. Bharata, O skine of Bharat. Translation. O skine of Bharat, after Swayambhuva Manu had thus entered the forest with his wife, he stood on one leg on the bank of the river Sunanda. And in this way, with only one leg touching the earth, he performed great austerities for 100 years. While performing these austerities, he spoke as follows. Can repeat, please. O skine of Bharat, after Swayambhuva Manu had thus entered the forest with his wife, he stood on one leg on the bank of the river Sunanda. And in this way, with only one leg touching the earth, he performed great austerities for 100 years. While performing these austerities, he spoke as follows. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that the word anvaha means that he chanted or murmured to himself, not that he lectured to anyone. Text 9. Shimanuruvacha ina chityate visvam yena chittayate visvam visvam chittayate nayam yo jagarti siyaneshmin nayam tam veda veda saha srimanu vacha. Swayambhuva Manu chanted yena. By whom? The personality of Godhead. Chetayate is brought into animation. Vishvam, the whole universe. Vishvam, the whole universe. The material world. Chetayate animates. Na, not. Yam, he whom. Ya, he who, jagarti, is always awake, watching all activities. Shayane, while sleeping. Ashmin, in this body. Na, not. I am, this living entity. Tam, him. Veda, knows. Veda, knows. Saha, he. Translation. Lord Manu said, the Supreme Living Being has created this material world of animation. It is not that he was created by this material world. When everything is silent, the Supreme Being stays awake as a witness. The living entity does not know him, But He knows everything. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Here is a distinction between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. According to the Vedic version, the Lord is the Supreme Eternal, the Supreme Living Being. The difference between the Supreme Being and the ordinary living being is that when this material world is annihilated, all living entities remain silent in oblivion, in a dreaming or unconscious condition, whereas the Supreme Being stays awake as a witness of everything. This material world is created, it stays for some time, and then it is annihilated. Throughout these changes, however, the Supreme Being remains awake. In the material condition of all living entities, there are three stages of dreaming. When the material world is awake and put in working order, this is a kind of dream, a waking dream. When the living entities go to sleep, they dream again. And when unconscious at the time of annihilation, when this material world is unmanifested, they enter another stage of dreaming. At any stage in the material world, therefore, they are all dreaming. In the spiritual world, however, everything is awake. Sri Manur Uvacha, Yena Chetayate Vishvam, Vishvam Chetayate Natvam, Yo Jagarti Sayaneshmin Nayam Tam Veda Veda Saha. Lord Manu said, the Supreme Living Being has created this material world of animation. It is not that He was created by this material world. When everything is silent, the Supreme Being stays awake as a witness. The living entity does not know Him, but He knows everything. Oma jnana tamanandasya agninjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shi gurave namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master, by His causeless mercy, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has forced my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my most humble obeisances unto His lotus feet. How could I ever forget His mercy upon me? So we're beginning a new chapter here about the Manus, the administrators of the universe. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohina bharata samoham sarvabhuteshu sarvayanti parantapa. He says that in this material world, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. So that's our position as living entities within this world. We are born into illusion. There are six transformations the living entity goes through in this material world. We are born, we grow, we exist for some time, we produce some byproducts, we dwindle, and then eventually we vanish. So who are we really? We've accepted this material body as ourself. And this is a very, very dangerous proposition, because we're not this material body. And therefore, everything that we put so much effort into in this life, what is the purpose of it? when actually we didn't exist in this present form before this life, and we won't continue to exist again after this life is finished. So therefore, those persons who are intelligent, they make an inquiry into the purpose of life to understand, who am I? Where did I come from? Srila Prabhupada states that it's natural for anyone in the human form of life to look at the stars in the sky and naturally wonder what it's all about. Who am I? Where do I come from? What is the purpose of this life? And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this very nicely, how once we're born and we start associating with our different family members, we become the object of attraction. Our false ego takes over, and we begin thinking this material life is very nice. And following the footsteps of our associates, our brothers and sisters, our parents who are similarly in illusion, we continue this fruitless task of trying to enjoy our senses in so many different ways, with so many different ideas. And that's why it's explained also that when one gets older and enters the educational system, actually, instead of becoming more and more qualified, in the spiritual sense, one becomes more and more disqualified. Because the nature of our false ego is that we become so attached to whatever we become associated with. And so as we gain more and more knowledge, we start thinking that we know more than other people. But to think actually we know anything in this material world, this material world is a product of three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And it's mostly passion and ignorance. So to raise ourselves up from the platform of being deeply embedded in the modes of material nature of passion and ignorance since birth is a very difficult, practically impossible prospect. We know that in previous ages, there were different processes of self-realization. And in Satyayuga, where the general lifespan was about 100,000 years, people spent decades and decades and decades practicing the mystic process of yoga. People were so incredibly pious in previous ages. We have a glimpse of that through the pastimes of these great souls throughout the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Pandavas, all these incredible great souls who were personal associates of the Lord. And they were so conscious. Their life is an example of how they were so conscious their whole life of offering everything to Krishna and becoming 100% engaged in Krishna's service. And that example is given here by Lord Manu, one of the great progenitors of the universe, Swayambhuva Manu, who went to the forest with his wife and didn't build a nice little cottage so he and his wife could enjoy the nice forest scene. He stood on one leg on the bank of the river, not just for a few hours like people do in yoga, in these yoga places. They don't even do it for a few hours, for a few minutes. He stood on one leg, with just one leg touching the earth, performing great austerities for 100 years. Who can imagine the determination, the kind of austerity, the example that's being set by these exalted devotees of the Lord, like Swayambhuva Manu. So our position in Kali Yuga, our unfortunate situation and disqualification from birth, makes it, in the Vedic sense, practically impossible for us to take up the process of self-realization and make genuine progress in spiritual life. And it's only due to the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the most munificent incarnation of God, who appeared just practically yesterday in relation to eternal time, just 500 years ago, and gave us this process, which is so incredibly easy that anyone with any disqualification can still follow the process and make progress. So we are so incredibly fortunate within this short space of what to speak of standing on one leg for 100 years. Most people don't even live their whole life for 100 years. And yet with so many distractions out there in this world and so much personal disqualification, we have this process which is so incredibly powerful that it is completely non-different from Krishna. And if we engage 100% in this process, we're guaranteed that, in fact, Srila Prabhupada guarantees us that simply by systematic reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, studying of Srimad Bhagavatam in the proper mood, following the instructions of the spiritual master, we will get to the point upon finishing Srimad Bhagavatam, if we are that sincere, of seeing Krishna face to face, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the example of these great souls is very, very instructive for us. And by following their examples, we can make rapid spiritual advancement. This is a very special time of year. Just day before yesterday, we had the appearance of Sri Advaita Acharya. And just next week, we'll have the appearance day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. This is the time of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His most merciful form. And so this is a special opportunity to make really rapid advancement, because in these times when the Lord appears, because He's appearing to save the most fallen conditioned souls, we can make this process of Krishna consciousness, we can fulfill the purpose of this human life in very short order. So Lord Manu is, first of all, saying here that the Supreme Living Being is created in this material world. He points out that He's not created by this material world. This is practically the most difficult thing for a conditioned soul to realize, is, and that's why no one in any other religious system can really have any conception of God as a person, because this human tendency is so ingrained and we are so puffed up and so covered by false ego. that we project our disqualification onto everything else. And we think that when somebody happens to mention that, well, God is a person, he has senses, he has desires, he has friends, he has relationships, then we think, oh, he must be someone like us. And so immediately we become disqualified to understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is impossible to understand through our material mind and senses. As Krishna says, only when we become saturated by pleasing Krishna, by service to Krishna, can our senses be blessed, as it said, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, by that salve of love. When we get that salve of love, which is which we get through service and pleasing Krishna, pleasing the spiritual master, then our senses can have some kind of a sense of the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of bliss, full of knowledge, and full of, as is explained, the most dazzling splendor. So he says that Krishna was not created by this material world, and that when everything is silent and everyone is within some kind of a dreaming situation, the Supreme Lord stays awake. So this is very instructive for us also. That's, of course, explained in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how ultimately, and it's explained also here that in the purport, that there's different stages of dreaming. Even when we're awake in this world, this is a kind of dreaming because we're not aware of who we actually are. And then when we go to sleep, we have another type of dream. And at the time of annihilation of this material world, then we also go into another sleeping situation in ignorance. And we become merged in the body of Mahavishnu. And as stated here, we become merged not just for a short time. We become merged for millions and millions of years. Just think of it, merged in ignorance for millions and millions of years. Just think if you go to sleep one night and all of a sudden you wake up like millions of years later. So this ignorance and this dreaming state is not our constitutional position. Our constitutional position is full of bliss, full of knowledge, full of eternal life. And we exhibit this in our eternal relationship with Krishna. So this human form of life is a rare opportunity to again develop our eternal constitutional position as fully joyful, fully cognizant, eternal souls. And that is what will really give us the pleasure that we're looking for in life. And we should understand that Krishna, he knows everything. As stated in the 7th chapter, Vedaham Samati Tamini Vartamanani Charjuna Bhutani Mam Tavedana Kaschana. Krishna says that I know everything. I know all living entities. I know past, present, and future. He says, but me, no one knows. So if we endeavor to follow this process of Krishna consciousness, follow the regulated principles, we don't have to stand on our leg for 100 years, then we will become more and more awake and conscious of our eternal spiritual nature, and will realize that this life, which is given so much importance to people generally in terms of you know, trying to enjoy our senses in this material world and try to gain some permanent situation, which is impossible because of the nature of the world, we will come to the stage of full realization and realize this life is simply a brief flash of time. And then when we leave this, our body, we'll realize that everything, all our relationships with everyone was actually in relationship simply with Krishna. Everything being expansion of Krishna, either personally or impersonally, as in within this material world. But it's all Krishna's energy. And better we wind up our material activities quickly and head back to the eternal, our eternal spiritual nature, to enjoy eternally with Krishna. So we'll stop there. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Satchinoda Prabhu.
Had the greatest personality who was not into Krishna, which is Hiranyakashipu. He did severe austerities like anything. And transcendentalists, they also do austerities. So I was wondering that if you could mention just a little bit more of the austerity for us in Kali Yuga, which can awaken the soul from that dream. And something that you also like to do a lot, that I've seen. Can you speak a little bit more about that particular austerity for Kali Yuga that can awaken the soul that you do all the time? I've seen you all the time. Harinam, can you speak about that?
Yeah, obviously this, as we know, this is the main austerity in this life. And we've given the opportunity to take to the process of chanting. And the process is so simple. It's so easy. And yet it seems so difficult sometimes to actually make tangible spiritual progress. But if we follow the right formula, then it can become very, very easy. And of course, Harinam is, for me, it's an essential part of my sadhana, because it's very difficult. The morning hours when I get up and start chanting japa and I start reflecting on the state of my mind, I realize that there's no way within the space of 2-3 hours in the morning that I'm going to be able to get off, completely off the mental platform. And so I realize I need some special mercy from the Lord. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one who gives this science of Krishna consciousness to others, never will there be anyone within this world more dear to him. So there's an extra special mercy we get when we go out and do book distribution or do Harinam Sankirtan, that we are giving the holy name out to people. And I was talking with a devotee just the other day who called me up, and he has been working very hard at an occupation that's very demanding of his time. And although he chants his rounds, he doesn't have much association with devotees, and he's very absorbed in the material energy. And he has been, so he called me up and started revealing his mind. He was very, very frank, saying, I feel like I've lost faith in the process. You know, I joined and got initiated like 35 years ago, but I don't have a taste. You know, I'm starting to wonder, does this process really work? And I told him, I said, it's really not fair. You can't complain about the process when you're really not engaging fully in the process. And so when we have difficulties in Krishna consciousness, 99% of the time we can actually look back and see how there is probably some discrepancy in how we are executing the process of Krishna consciousness. And it's very easy also, my own personal experience, is very easy to be in a situation where we're, you know, in a temple environment is very much protected, and we're doing basically the same things every day. It's very easy to fall into a mentality of kind of taking advantage of what we're doing, and even as one of the offenses against the holy name states, to simply go through the process in a mechanical way without really considering deeply what we're doing is actually an offense against the holy name. So Harinam, or going out on book distribution, it's the same thing. We're forced to approach people and put ourselves in a situation of maybe feeling a little bit embarrassed, because people, you know, we can pick up the different mental attitudes of different people. And therefore, it's very purifying, actually. And when we actually go out with that mentality, I mean, so many times I go out on Harinam, and my mind is rebelling the whole time, and I go out and I don't have a taste at all, but I simply force myself to be enthusiastic. And at the end, without fail, I'm feeling so incredibly blissful. And I was telling my friend also that the amazing thing also about going out is that, you know, it gives me so much faith when I look at other people. Like sometimes we have these Muslims from Muslim countries come over, and they'll stand in front of the Harinam for 20 minutes. And at the end, they're just, you can see the face is the index of the mind. And you can see their face, they're just like amazed. They start buying books, and they can feel the potency. And you can see the change just within a few minutes of people who stop by the Harinam. So what to speak of those of us who are actually 100% taking part in the process. It's so incredibly purifying and gives us the opportunity to very quickly make this spiritual advancement that we're wanting to make. Today is Harinam Sankirtan in Santa Monica. Please, everyone come if you can. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.